it will work as well because hey, and then next week if you vomit Mitzvah, then I'll be gone for 2 weeks. Then we'll start the Pesach at Tefillah. Okay. So Dibur V'Kol. He's going to describe over here the need to include Dibur in as part of the process. In other words, the actual articulation, enunciation of the words, and as opposed to koil, where it says that the koil should be not nishma. Hashlava elyon besulam ma'al shabriya hamedabe ha'adam. The highest, the pinnacle of creation is Adam, who's called a medaber. Hadibur miyachid es ha'adam mikol yitzur tevel asher ruach chayim bekerbam. Dibur is really what sets a person aside from all other balchai. It's not just kind of a sign, like Malagera, Mafris Parasa, where that's sort of a sign of what's a min and what's not a min. For Aflo Torah covered grade, it's also not chshivas. What he means to say is, being a medaber is not an extra to the person. Ela yesh biskulas hadibur mishum hagdoras mehusa atzmusa b'teras adam. In the ability to speak, it's something that goes to the core of a person. Nema, it says, V'yipach ba'apav nishas chayim v'yodom l'nefesh chaya, v'tirgumay v'havas ba'odom l'ruach memalo. V'im ki af behema v'chaya nikru nefesh chaya. A behema v'chaya, also called nefesh chaya. Ach zu shal odom chaya shebekulon, shenitvasev boi deya v'dibur. Because odom has deya and dibur, that's what makes him unique amongst all other balchayim. Umikana talomid alamitosa shalinyin. Loisheyesh loyla odom mailas hadibur noisav shamas. It's not that a person has dibur above, on top of his other mailas. Elo ha'odom medaber. Kilo that itself is the etzem odom. Haneshama shnuf habodom oisa le medaber. He becomes a medaber. That he quotes the Gemara of the Sanhedrin and Masha. Hadibur hu eifa haskula hamekoyris biyoisa shal adam shivatol mekim. Dibur is the greatest school of a person, and then he brings from the pizman of Aderes Vemuna, we say hadeya v'hadibur lechay elamim, that day and dibur belong to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Afes ha'odom chona Hashem b'das v'dibur g'dug m'shal ma'ila. Me'ata ha'deya v'adibur odom hem nezik d'olosek ez m'chus v'ayla. Let's explain a little bit, let's talk a little bit about this, because we've spoken about it in different contexts a lot of times, but let's speak about it in the context of over here of tefillah and so on. Obviously, when it says in the Gemara, "Shenitvasev bo deya v'dibur," that Adam has deya v'dibur, those are not two separate items. There's also dibur. Deya v'dibur is one item. Deya is the shoresh for the dibur. We have two ways of looking. A person comes along with deya and dibur. I have two ways of looking and understanding which is the ikar, which is the tafel. I could say the das is the ikar, and the dibur is just a chetim. So much I have a computer, and in the computer I also have a jack that allows me to transfer information to other computers. It's a nice thing, but it's an appendage, it's an accessory. It's not. I don't inherit it as being the etzem computer. Computer is the computer, and it also has the ability to transfer information onto something else. But that's about as far as the other pieces are. The monitor is also a display device. But nobody says, well, I have a computer that has an accessory. It's a monitor. A computer that sits and computes stuff and doesn't have any way to display it is not really worth anything. It just takes up space on the desk. Maybe you can put stuff on it. But other than that, it doesn't have any real talus to it. It's the other way around. I'm interested in what the display, I'm interested in the information and that will be displayed. I am going to have the computer does the work, but the tachlis is to bring it out. So we have two different two different models of a combination of the day and the dibur. We have a jack that's an accessory and it's nice to have, but it absolutely doesn't take away really much from the computer itself. And we have something like a monitor, which as far as we're concerned is the etzem of it. When we talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the context of the world, in the context of the world, we speak about the Borei Olamim. We speak about a Kodesh Baruch Hu expressing his Ratzon in this world. It's for us, the Shoresh is someplace beyond us. Chochmosa Yisbarach is something that's very hidden from us. And it's something we can maybe guess at, maybe not. But Dibura Yisbarach, Dvar Hashem, is all around us. Dvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu, you know, it's the metzias of the world as we have it, is Dibur. So for us, the metzias of what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wanting for us is abstract, it's vague, we don't have a handle on it. For whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world, that's his Dibur. When a person has, let's take a personal example. Imagine you have a relationship with somebody, you have a friend. And your friend, you know that he likes you, you like him, and you're very good friends, and so on. That's nice. It's a pleasant feeling. But when a person articulates to you and tells you, you know, your friendship is invaluable for me. It helps me like this, this, and this, and this, this. So we feel extremely positive about it. Not only, so there's one level of positiveness, which is okay, because he told me, and it's nice to hear things. But the deeper understanding, for someone who's a Baal Nefesh, what to me is important is that vague feelings of liking, everyone has. In other words, there's a darga he has feelings like, you know, I think he's a nice guy, I like him. Or if I'm able to bring it to articulation and clearly define what are the points that he feels I'm positive, it's a different darga in his tfisa of me. And so Deya is Dibur is a final product of Deya. Now, if there's Dibur without Deya, if somebody tells me something nice about myself, and it's only because he's expecting me to write a big check, poor guy, or he's running for mayor or something, then that Dibur is a Dibur Shof. It's a Vayifatu B'lashonim. There's no tochen to it. It's empty. That Dibur doesn't count. That's for certainly not a good. That's not a Dibur. But when we're talking about a Dibur that's coming from Deya in the way it's supposed to come, when it reaches Dibur, there's a Shleimus to it that doesn't have in other things also. Let's start a second before you continue, but I'm just going to... We all believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all feel good about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feel good about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of those feelings are vague feelings. Vague feelings, positive feelings, but vague feelings. Until it doesn't reach the stage of articulation, it's missing in those feelings. There's a famous word from Reb Chaim Vriska in learning. He says, as a svelt in hasbora felt in svora. You know, it's something which you can't articulate or explain, you don't really understand. Now, just so that we don't get it wrong, certainly every process of thinking of a new idea starts at a level that you can't articulate. Some people only deal with things they can say, so they'll never go past what they know already. You have people that can only search for they'll only use the words they know already because that's they feel comfortable with. That's limiting your svara. You need to start thinking, and then you begin to develop a feeling about something. I think the pshat is in this direction. I think this is where it's coming from. I think this is the nekuda. Until that doesn't reach full ability to articulate it, it's not complete yet. it's a start, but it's not complete. The same thing is true in our level of, let's call it religiosity, for lack of a better word, shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What we have vague feelings about, what we have some clear feelings about, are not real yet. Until we haven't been able to say, v'ne'mon ato lachais meisim, until a person hasn't sensed a nifta laying finished, and then being able to say, v'ne'mon ato lachais meisim, but you trust it, that you're mechayim meisim, and you can say it, then it's something that is a shlemus of everything inside, and it allows the kesha of Adam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the next. Ulefikach b'tfila shekol mehusa maimich al kirvas alekim, being that tfila is supposed to be a closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shuma al Adam amispalel sheyachtech b'sfasav. The person needs to be able to, it says, like it says in the Gemara, be choyta b'sfasav, knows to say it, to enunciate the words clearly. Sheyivates musatzmus, that allows him to express his self. Sheyisriyatze lufnei koinoi b'tzalmoy d'musay. That he should stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Adam, sheyidaber. Unless if I'm standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not speaking, then I'm not standing as a person. Then I'm standing as another Baal Chai. There are behemoths and chayas that need food, need drink, and shelter. But to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a person, it needs to be the medaber. Chana medaberes haliba. Midbarech noveh, dibur detzlusa, it says, in the brings here from the Goyen. Lema, ha'odam meiniach es kisvel malka shel oilam. Now, he says, avol leikoil. Let's talk about. He's going to have a flip side where koil is bad. To be honest, there are different approaches in terms of davening. There are pros and cons with every approach, and let's talk a little bit about it. There's one extreme, which anybody's been at, you saw in Davening Karlin, where they were urged to scream and yell at the top of their lungs. Breslov screams and yells. There was a Breslov yeshiva in the old city, and they used to daven with Sikin and scream and yell, and the Arab neighbors were very, very upset, and they filed a claim in court, and they interviewed one of the Arab neighbors, and he says, you know, you're also a religious person, like, why you got religion? He says, of course I'm religious. He says, but God's not deaf. He hears when you talk nicely also. You know, he's not, you know, lakim lo haresh. But in Karlin, the reason was very simple. A person, to focus and to get all your attention and all your emotional juices going, yelling, screaming, shouting, jumping, it animates you. And, you know, and there's like you know, whenever you have like a pep rally and everybody, you want to get everybody rah, 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 and everybody yells and screams and claps and jumps and dances. Those are things that are ma'ora, the primus of a person. That was one mahalak. By chassidim, in the other side, the other extreme, such as Chabad, or even Slanim, the Litvish chassidim, or Litvaks, and they believe that screaming and yelling is a substitute for real kavana. The person, and this was the, if you'll take a look at Volba, I remember seeing Volba davening. There was sort of to be, they would stand very quietly and very sort of wrapped up deeply in themselves and slowly shake a little bit, you know, back and forth in a very calm, deliberate way. And there's a Vartan Slanim, it says, Tsar Kubalibam, they yelled in their hearts. That was a very, you know, kind of inward scream. It has a tremendous mila of panimius, and this is, he's going with a mahalach like that, that at the end of the day, you don't want to substitute a shouting, yelling, screaming for a real expression of deep thought and so on. It's easy to get caught up with something that's a production, you know, and an emotional production, but then you come back afterwards and it's very very. It's a down. It doesn't last. It's like you're on steroids. It's not real. A person that comes from a deep thought and a deep feeling, those are very, very real, and therefore he's going to speak against coal. There's a nekuda that's true. On the practical level, the countertainer was, yeah, I know that there's deep thought, there's not, but for most people, deep thought means daydreaming and sleeping. It doesn't mean, you know, yes, you know, when they yell and they scream and they jump and they get excited, at least we know there's something going on there. It's like, you know, when you want to start a car on a cold day, you need to push and to shove and to get it moving. It's something, whatever helps a person. You need it sometimes, for most of the answer is both. My personal theory on chinuch is obviously that when something comes out of cold momadaka, when it comes out of deep thought and profound understanding and feeling, it's more real, it's right. I also understand the fact that many times you need to get moving. I remember I was at a chasna, I was a young boy, I was a cousin of mine in Cleveland. I was bar mitzvah maybe. And my cousin was marrying a Chassidish younger man, so the table had a bunch of litvaks, and there were a few Chassidish Bachrim. And the Chassidish Bachrim were, you know, they were kind of annoyed, it wasn't dancing yet, or whatever, I don't know exactly what it was. And they said, no, Machalevitis, I said, soon. So one of them says, yeah, he says, as the ask in the unvarm. He says, when you'll have the ice cream, you get warmed up a little bit. He says, that's when you'll dance. He says, the ice cream will warm you up a little. So on a practical level, you can't deny that for many people it's good to have a little outside similar. But let's see the Nakuri brings out. Avaloi koil. Hadibu miyuchad la'odam bulvadai. Ve'ilu ha'koil ene miyuchad dafle min adam. He says, koil. Koil means, it's another, in a certain sense, koil, when we're talking about when you yell and scream at somebody, you're using your voice as a club. You can smack somebody, you can scream at somebody. Both cases, it's not the reasoning that's affecting the person, it's not what you said, it's how you said it. It's the implied, you know, overpowering of the other person. So he says, koil is not animals, are nois and koilom. So there's no real need. Hashem wants to listen to us. He doesn't want us to threaten him. He doesn't want us to push him, because that's using wrong. So when I try to push somebody to do something, so I can, let's say it's somebody that is under my power, I yell and scream at him. If it's somebody I'm trying to get a favor from, I plead and cry. The tzara shava is, I'm not talking to the person, I'm not communicating to the person, I'm fighting the person. B'shem ha'gazem chal devrem, koil pegim b'tfilah b'muhusa. Tfilah v'koil is a tata sasrik, dibur mitzayin kibur neshamea. He says a very interesting knate, wrenching the hair. When you talk to somebody, it implies a certain closeness. When I talk to somebody, the more heartfelt the conversation is, the closer I sit to the person. You sit close to the person, and when you yell at somebody, you scream at somebody, you put some distance between yourself. You're yelling at a group of people, you're yelling at people. So you talk with somebody, you converse with somebody, you talk to somebody, you yell at somebody. That's the very, very different. Kol is a merchak mesuyim in adav l'shamea. V'doik dibur mitzayin me'en ritzifus yisher l'shamea. Dibur is a connection. V'ilu bashmas kol akol asan kilo choytzen l'shamea l'shamea. It creates a wall between the two. Hamashmiya and medabe was neshamea. Elokilu meshaches kol neshamea. When I yell at somebody, I'm not yelling to you. I'm yelling, and you're in the way of my yelling. Vashamea kilu koilas if hashemea koilav blimer adav medabe. Harei hakol betfilat zotzikavua mesudah metukim nusach betukim nafsha adam. Van oyer bay bechol ma'amokav akora gosh mochlatzis yachdos akivolakim zaksmekim. A person in his tefillah is supposed to get a sense of the closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam nitzav levad efnei Hashem. Person stands alone in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, he's trying to explain it's a private connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and me. Re'eze chelek Adam mikel v'chelek Elokai me'alamai. Holekim v'ashamayim v'zeh levad ha'aretz holech nichachai. Adam and Elokim. Adam is a chelek of Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'shamayim levadoi, and a person is baras levadoi. Yochud ubeidu oimed. Yochud vani ani. He stands alone. Ve'ekitzip ubeid al gag. Ubeshfeich Adam astafshei koinoi. When a person pours out his nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I raise a siach. It's a conversation. Maybe better. Do siach ben yochid yochid. It's an intimate conversation. It's a personal conversation. Bein ha'adam shiv yechidi, between a person who everyone is a yochid, or bein yechid shoylam and the one of the world. So the one of this world and the one of all worlds. Kishfeich ben yochid v'chikov. Just like a child, his only child, has that circle of relationship of exclusivity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so does he. I want to stress one more point before we finish. The ability to learn how to express a lot of avdolos. When people learn how to read out loud, whether it's poetry or prose or classical works, there's a certain what's the right word for it? Not technique. It's a certain skill that allows a person to express in a sicha things. Tefillah is supposed to be said that way. Tefillah is supposed to be said in a way where the conversation gives, where you hear the diva what's going on. When my father's kind of bracha was about kriya. My father's a very, very good about kriya, and people, you know, and people tell me, my father passed away in '95 and hadn't lain probably, and he probably stopped laying in the '80s. And people tell me that they remembered fondly listening to him laying. They enjoyed very much. They said as he was laying, you could tell immediately what the words meant. He expressed it in his reading of it, the way he said it, and he didn't make a production out of it. You're just putting the words in the right place, in the right way, when you're focused on the words that you're saying, and you're in it, and you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel that. It allows you really to get into the mood of davening when you can read it, and read it in a way that's natural to the text, natural to yourself. Tefillah is supposed to be a dibur, and he's saying that the ultimate is without koil. It might be true, but at the end of the day, we are not in a position to be mavata on kol. For us, there's a reality. The reality is we're not always into it, and we need to be honest about that. But akopanim, understanding the nekuda of learning how to say it, and to say the words in a way that when somebody reads a Gemara, it's something that I'm always, when an Israeli says Aftira, it's a world of difference, an Israeli or an American, in terms of you have the sense what he knows what he's talking about. In Gemara also, you don't need to, sometimes you hear a person read the Gemara, you know instantly whether he knows it or doesn't know it. It's just the way the words fall into place. The way each word just clicks into its place, from the way he reads it, a good reading is able to give over that sense. In tefillah, since tefillah is supposed to be dibur, and a person realizes his mahus through dibur, that's really it's the fullness of our perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lies when we can bring it to the state of dibur. Okay.